طلبت الكلمة
I requested the floor to respond to the statement made by the representative of Germany. He fell in the same trap created by the representative of Israel that aims at derailing the discussion in this negotiating forum to items that are not on its agenda and to politicize the business of the CD. I would like to draw the attention of Germany that anything that has to do with the chemical dossier of Syria is being discussed in The Hague with the OPCW. The CD is not the right place to do that. The claims of Germany on the chemical weapons in Syria are foundless. The conclusions of the OPCW has always been questionable repeatedly, not only by external experts only, but also by those who participated in the investigation activities within the OPCW in general. The public has a lot of questions about the OPCW and its executive board. We believe that these questions need to be answered so that the OPCW would restore its credibility. Mr. President, Syria condemns in the strongest terms any use of weapons of mass destruction, including the chemical weapons, by any party and under any circumstances, and whenever it is. Syria affirms that it has never used and will never use chemical weapons simply because it does not possess them originally. In 2013, Syria joined the Chemical Weapons Convention and has fulfilled all its obligations under this treaty. It has also fulfilled its commitments, despite the daunting challenges and difficult circumstances imposed by the occupation and the acts of aggressions against Syria. The head of the Joint Committee of the United Nations and OPCW, Madam Sigrid Kaag, affirmed in her report to the Security Council in June 2014 that the Syrian Arab Republic fulfilled all its obligations and the Syrian stocks of chemical weapons have been damaged aboard the U.S. and other foreign countries' ships. Mr. President, the allegations made by these representatives as regards the alleged use of chemical weapons in Syria are based on video clips circulated in social networks and other doubtful witnesses by the so-called witnesses on the ground and have been communicated by the so-called Syrian opposition abroad, as well as other organizations like the terrorist Blue Helmet organization. These witnesses have been the basis for the investigation of the OPCW. Germany, in its statement that is antagonistic to Syria, has based itself on foundless evidence against the evidence given by Syria, the Russia, and other independent experts. I would like to note, and finally, that Germany over 2020 has provided 1.5 billion euros to the so-called White Helmet organization in assistance, which is indeed an arm of the Nusra Front that is listed on the United Nations terrorist organization. The White Helmet is the main culprit for the use of chemical weapons in Syria. However, they are receiving financial support from Germany. And thank you, Mr. President.